Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to one of our pre-system seminar calls. Today we're going to be talking with Ben Moskal. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ken.
And Ben, you're up in Rochester, New York. Is that right?
That's right. We're up here in Rochester, right?
This is a rare case where I'm actually in the same state as the person that I'm interviewing, and I'm down in right now. I'm down in Kingston, New York, down the Hudson River. Ben has a really interesting story, and I'm going to tell it really quickly, and then we're going to get to the meat of this call. And, of course, these calls are all to raise awareness and remind you that System 2010 will be April 9th through 11th in Chicago. It's our annual meeting of very sharp Internet marketers and business owners, and we get together and we make sure that we're all reviewing our fundamentals, because that turns out to be the thing that makes money more than anything else. And we also look ahead and see what's coming next in the business. We've got some calls with Ben and Greg Davis that we'll put online a little bit later. Some of you may have already heard it, but we'll put them on the system blog, talking about pretty sophisticated issues in traffic generation. The big issue being, how do you get traffic other than Google AdWords? Google AdWords has become sort of this great double-edged sword. You know, it's a great source of, you know, good, high quality, high volume traffic. But a lot of businesses are becoming dependent on it, and that's not necessarily a good idea. So if you want to learn about that, definitely keep checking your emails, because we will mail out information when that call is posted. But today we're going to talk about something a little different, and it's a theme that's come up again and again in this year's calls, which is the development of an Internet marketing career. And you don't hear that word career mentioned very often in Internet marketing circles. What you do hear a fair amount in Internet marketing circles is what I call magical thinking, which is, gee, here's a guru, and he made $1 million in a day, and he says his friends make $1 million in a day, and, gee, if I just get with them and buy their latest launch, I, too, will make $1 million in a day. And they've told me I don't need to know anything, I don't need to learn anything, I don't need to have anything, I don't need to do anything, I just need to give them money. When it's presented like that, I think everybody goes, oh, that's preposterous. And, yeah, let's face it, these guys are very good at what they do, which is spinning bull. But, you know, we're not about that at the system seminar. We're kind of about teaching people how things really work, and the proof is in the pudding. Because I think if you lined up all of our successful students from our one training and compared it to all of the, you know, if you can find any success stories from these other trainings, we've got more than probably all of them combined, or certainly more than the top 10 combined. In fact, I just say this, there's a lot of people presenting success stories that have really taken graduates of our program who were already successful, taught them a few new things, and then presented those folks as their success stories. So there's a lot to watch out for when you're learning about Internet marketing, but let's talk about the subject of this call, which is career development. Now, you may say, well, gee, I'm not really interested in career development. I want to make money. I want to have my own business, and what does that have to do with a career? Well, whether you're in your own business or in somebody else's business or in a profession or wherever you are, you're going to have a career. And a career is basically shorthand for your working life. And again, I would love it if I could go out tomorrow, wave a magic wand, do nothing, know nothing, learn nothing, and make $1 million in a day. I'd be the first guy online if that were true. It turns out not to be true. And what turns out to be true is you start from the beginning, usually knowing not much. You fumble around. You piece together a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You start to get some, you know, bearings. You start to develop some momentum. You continuously learn, and that never stops, by the way. Ben and I, this year alone, just in joint projects together, probably devoted, you know, 10 days, just him and I traveling to different places learning, and that's, you know, that doesn't count all the learning he did on his side and all the learning I did on my side. This is a continuous education process. Now, the good news about all this is if you look at it that way, if you look at it like a normal career that has stages and steps, success becomes a lot more attainable. And again, proof's in the pudding. When you look at the long list of people that have graduated from the system seminar and done really well, you can see that there actually is a system for becoming successful and for finding your niche and for making it work for yourself. And then you've got this great story, which is that you actually got some, you know, real strong footings in your fledgling career without even becoming a systems seminar grad.
That's right. Yep. And it's funny to be doing this call in a way because, as you know, I was working as an attorney in 2000 and 2005, and I was working for insurance companies as a workers' comp attorney. So my one job was to figure out how to cut off, you know, compensation and medical care for injured workers.
Whoa.
So right. It wasn't really what I had envisioned myself doing when I decided to go to law school, and was just, you know, to be frank, I was pretty miserable in that job, and I don't even know how. I think I found some of your material online. I was working alongside of a girl who was doing affiliate marketing, and she was driving a nicer car, you know, to work every day than any of the law firm partners, and so she told me that she's doing affiliate marketing. I was definitely intrigued, and I started doing some research online, and I found your material. What I found was all the pre-system calls you were doing back in, I guess, in preparation for the 2006 system seminar, and those were just amazing calls. I mean, I think what I was doing is I was commuting an hour each day, so I'd play the CDs back and forth on my commute, and you know, just learned a ton of information just from the free CDs. I think, and aside from that, they were just so inspirational. I think you know, there was a call you did with Lloyd Irvin, and I could really relate to Lloyd because when he started out, he didn't really seem to know anything about marketing, and now is like tremendously successful. So I listened to that CD probably a dozen times just because it provided, you know, the inspiration to keep going. And so I kept listening to all the CDs. Hadn't bought anything from you yet. And was getting, you know, all the free education and applying it to some of our affiliate websites. And then finally around July of 2006, my affiliate income had doubled what I was making as a lawyer. So And then October of 2009, finally was able to quit my lawyer job. And 2006. October of 2006.
Because October 2009, we were in England, and you've been on your own for a long time. So 2006, okay.
And so then the year before that, I really wanted to go to the system because I enjoyed all the material and learned a lot, but there was just no way I could swing the tuition at that point. So, as you know, I went to the first system in 2007, and it was, you know, definitely exceeded my expectations. And I thought, you know, maybe I should meet this guy. And so I walked up after you were done with the presentations, and said, "Hey, I was able to quit my job with all the free stuff you gave out, and I thought I should, you know, come here and give you some money for, you know, helping me quit my job." So,
well, I really like that model, and it's actually my original concept was, look, because I originally come from the paper and ink days when, you know, if you wanted to give out information to people, you had to print it, which really costs a lot of money, and you had to put it in the mail, which costs a lot of money, and then there's all the logistics of getting a big mailing out. It's not easy. So in the old days, the paper and ink days, you had to be very judicious about what kind of information you could afford to give away. And one of the things that struck me about the internet from the very early days, because I was writing the five-figure, you know, printing, you know, checks to the printing, to the printers and to the post office. And one of the things that struck me right away was, my God, I could give away like 100,000 free trainings, and it wouldn't cost me anything. And because I went through a very kind of, you know, well, everybody goes through the same thing. You start out knowing nothing. You're in a situation that you're not entirely happy with, or you may even be miserable with. You know, you have a sense that there's a way out. You know,
right.
In your case, you saw a colleague who seemed to have figured something out. You know, in my case, I was, you know, coming across these marketing books, and I was reading the stories of great marketers, And you're like, God, there's got to be, there must be some way that I can do this. And then one thing leads to another. You get some traction, your path is really the path that everybody ultimately takes, which is that you start something on the side, which they used to call moonlighting. I did that. I used to have a full-time business doing one thing, and then at 7 o'clock I'd have dinner, and then I'd start my internet business. And, it was hard, frankly, to work the equivalent of two jobs, but it wasn't forever. And it got me to where I needed to be. And one of the first milestones is you've replaced your income from your job. Because, let's face it, unless you're Superman, it's hard to do a full-time job for one party and then go off at night and build a business. The business really, it's hard to make a business grow without, like, a full-bore effort, And so one of your goals should be to, bit by bit, in a stable way, replace your paycheck with your internet revenue. And that's what you did. And what difference did that make in terms of, your ability to grow the business and develop as an internet marketer? Because that's what this is about. I mean, it's about making money. It's about building a business. It's about, all these things that we glamorize. But it's about developing. Ultimately, it's about developing as an internet marketer, because the more you develop yourself as an internet marketer, the more opportunities you're going to be able to take advantage of, the greater traffic you're going to be able to garner, the better conversion you're going to be able to make, the better monetization you're going to be able to generate, and all that ends up with being dollars. So describe the change from being full-time for somebody else and working on the side with being able to devote your entire energy to growing your business.
Well, one of the big things, just like you said, I was... My schedule every day was work a long day at work. I had an hour commute, and then it was up until midnight. And I was really in rough shape when it comes to knowing anything about internet marketing. I had never designed a website. I had never done anything with marketing really. I sold an ebook type thing in college, but other than that, I didn't know a whole lot about sales or anything. So I was really starting from scratch, and I can even remember it took me like a week of research to learn how to just do like a single space with Dreamweaver. We were just, I was designing all my own websites, and so it was kind of slow going, but I was up till midnight, and then I would get up around like 5 o'clock in the morning and work a couple hours before work. But I was just having a great time, and it was really fascinating. But then once I was able to do it full time, it's a game changer, because not only do you have more time to invest fully in it, but your mindset has changed. From when you're a part time, you kind of think of it as an escape, as a way out. But then once you become full time, you really do treat it a whole lot more seriously. Like a career, I guess, just like you said. And it allows you to do a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you're educating yourself. I probably spend an hour, an average of an hour or two a day, listening to CDs, reading newsletters, marketing letters. So your education just increases exponentially. And then, of course, with affiliate marketing, you really do need to be out there networking, speaking with our contacts, affiliate managers, traffic managers, and you can't do that with a regular job.
Right.
So,
let's talk a little bit about the business that you ended up going into. And the thing that I want to stress is the internet's huge, obviously, and there are millions of ways to skin a cat. So what Ben is doing is what Ben's found to work best for him. So often we hear these promotions where people will say, the greatest thing in the world is to be an affiliate marketer. Or the next week you'll hear, hey, the greatest thing in the world is to be a CPA marketer. And then next week you'll hear, the greatest thing in the world is to be a launch guy. And then next week it's, the greatest thing in the world is to be a video guy. And first of all, nobody, including me or Ben, could afford to buy every one of these programs that comes out. I mean, we'd be bankrupt. So you have to kind of like pick and choose your focus and then stick with it. And then the other thing is, there are certain fundamentals in our business that are that run across all the different niches. You know, the ability to drive traffic, the ability to convert traffic, the ability to track what's going on your websites and test them, test different options. These are things that don't need to cost an arm and a leg to learn how to do. In fact, there's a lot of free material. They're free tools, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Google pretty much gives away the best tracking and split testing suite of tools available on Earth. If you're looking for the silver bullet or the magic bullet in internet marketing, that's where it lies. You know, it lives in tracking what's going on and testing, and that is available to everybody now today, free. That wasn't true. I'm trying to think of when analytics came out, Website Optimizer came out. Let's say, certainly 5 years ago, that just wasn't true. If you wanted the kind of sophisticated tools that are now available for free from Google, you needed to write some very serious checks. And there was really no training available. You had to kind of figure it all out yourself. Now the training's available for free from Google. The tools are available for free from Google. Now, as your business develops, you might want to shift away from some of the free Google tools, but that's another issue for another day. And actually, Greg Davis and Ben and I talked about that in this other call. But my point is, if you're looking for magic, it lives in testing and tracking. And you can learn that for free. And then once you've got that under your belt, then you might decide, hey, you know what, I want to be an affiliate marketer, or I want to be a CPA marketer, or I want to do my own projects. I want to sell my own products. Or you might say, well, you know what, I'm really interested in selling banner impressions and clicks. But whatever direction you want to go in, it's knowing how to test and track that makes all the difference, and having the direct marketing mindset. So we're going to talk about Ben's business now, but I just wanted to give that as a sort of an introduction. This is his business, how he does it. You may say, wow, you know, that's for me. Great. But don't feel that what Ben is describing is the only way to go, or that it's a magic way to go. It's a business, it's a trade, it's a profession like anything else. It's got a kind of career path, you know, where you start at point A and you work your way all the way up to point, you know, Z. So let's talk about the world of affiliate marketing. Now, you specialize in basically driving traffic for credit issues and personal finance issues. Is that right?
That's right, Ken. And it's to be honest, I don't even like the word affiliate marketing, or that the industry is called affiliate marketing, because when you say affiliate marketing, you naturally think pyramid scam or that you're selling vitamins door to door or something like that. But and especially lately, with all the affiliates getting banned from Google, when you say to the average person that you're an affiliate marketer, they instantly have kind of negative associations with it. But in reality, affiliate marketing is just sales online. It's no different from anything else. You know, you could say that you're a traffic broker or an advertiser, and affiliate marketing is not just limited to the flavor of the month, you know, rebuild continuity program. It's kind of ironic that at a recent seminar, there was someone who's really well respected in the internet marketing world, and he said, well, I would never be an affiliate marketer because I don't want to send people into like a scammy continuity program. And affiliate marketing is just, like I said, it's just online sales, and there's a massive umbrella of products and services and things of that nature that you can promote as an affiliate marketer. In fact, I just started working with a local doctor, sending him leads online. So that's affiliate marketing. We're specialized, just like you said, in the financial areas. So credit cards, prepaid cards, credit reports, personal loans, mortgages, and things of that nature. And that's worked well for me because it's an industry that I know pretty well. I had a little bit of background in law school on the same topic. So, and I just enjoy it. You know, I just find it interesting.
And that's a really important point. You know, there are so many different ways to prosper on the internet. Don't feel that you have to go into something that you have no affinity for. In fact, I would say the opposite. One of the key engines for success, long-term success, is actually liking the area that you're working in, just finding it interesting. And invariably, if you keep looking, you'll not everything that you're interested in is going to be lucrative. But if you just keep looking and keep working at it, you'll discover that there's probably some area in life that you just have a natural interest in that also happens to have a commercial value. And when you can line those two things up, you know, that's probably one of the most important days in your life when you realize that. For me, it was real. I always loved to write, and I always loved to promote things that I thought were valuable, whatever it might be. And I didn't really, believe it or not, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't ever imagine that I could be a marketer. I thought to be a marketer, you had to go to school for it, and you had to work for a corporation, and you needed some kind of very sophisticated knowledge that I didn't have. So I just sort of was a marketer without calling myself one. And then there was a magic day where I realized, wow, you know what? I'm actually a marketer. I can do this as well as anybody if I put my mind to it. And I actually like it, and it's been a good thing for me. And so that's something, besides the fact that it really helps to look at this as a career development, and it really helps to understand that there are certain fundamentals in this business that are essential that you can actually go out and get for free. You don't need to buy them from some guru at some, you know, super inflated price. You can learn the fundamentals of this business for free. Between what Google gives away and what we give away, you definitely don't need to, you know, bankrupt yourself buying this and that. And then the third thing is to find that area where you're just sort of naturally interested that also has a commercial application. And when you get those things in line, you are really on very solid ground. Now, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be, you know, in a weekend, suddenly the spigot will flow. I got to tell you, the very first promotion I did, I literally made a dollar. I had a promotion where this was in the paper and ink days, and I said, you know, this actually was finance related. It was real estate finance related, and I ran an ad. I wrote articles for this newsletter, and in exchange for writing those articles, I got free advertising in the newsletter. And so my ad was offering a free report on a subject of interest to people that were interested in this topic. But I was scared. You know, I was afraid that I was going to get flooded and this is paper and ink days. And I was afraid I was going to get flooded with demand for this free report, so I thought I'd put a little break on it and say, okay, include $1 for shipping and handling, right? It just shows you how primitive, you know, you can be and still ultimately, you know, figure things out. And so one day, a letter arrived from, in a handwriting that I didn't recognize, addressed to me. I opened it up, and there was the request for the free report with a dollar in it. And I swear, it was like having made fire for the first time, you know, and I've done that. I don't know if anybody's ever had that experience, but if you ever get the chance, it is really tedious, but if someone will show you how to start a fire with sticks, it's an amazing experience when you actually get it to happen. I can't describe the kind of primal thrill of realizing that you can go out with sticks and tinder and start your own fire. And I got that same thrill when that dollar fell out of the envelope, which I framed and I still have in my office. So I don't know how we got off onto that topic, but the point is, you may start extremely modestly, and you know what? That's okay, because in a way, my business has never changed from that first dollar. I mean, what am I doing? I'm thinking about markets. I'm getting myself out there by various means. I'm crafting offers that would be of interest to those markets, and I'm inviting a response. I mean, that model hasn't changed. It's the same model. Right. I'm just doing it for different number amounts. So don't be discouraged by small events. You know, though it's not very big. You know, I just read so and so made $20 million in 5 minutes, and gee, I only made $100 today. I'm a loser. No, it's amazing. Anybody that can go into the marketplace and pull any amount of money out is building the foundation for something really big someday. So let's go back to what we were originally talking about. Your career in marketing legitimate finance products to people. Because isn't it what you do? Basically, you're kind of like you're a commission only salesman in reality. Isn't that what an affiliate marketer really is?
That's exactly right. And just like I said, I mean, some of the other popular kind of affiliate programs that people hear about and know about are, I guess, kind of come and go. And we definitely promote offers that don't necessarily have a long shelf life. But on the same token, there are some offers that we've been promoting ever since 2006. And, you know, we know the people who own the offers. We've, you know, been out to visit them. We go out and see their headquarters and visit and, you know, go on trips and stuff like that. So it's not just, you know, like you said, like a magic potion or anything like that. You know, they're real businesses, and we're the salespeople. We're out there kind of crafting new angles. And that's why it's fun for me, is because, you know, we go out and we kind of figure out a different angle to take online. And that's how we add value to it. And it's stuff that they never think of because, well, I guess when you're the commissioned salesperson, you're kind of on the street. You know, you're like a street-level type of guy who's got to figure out the new angle or a new approach, kind of a fresh take on things or a new traffic source. And that's really what I guess draws me to affiliate marketing, because that's the fun part for me. And a lot of people say that as an affiliate, you're not getting the lion's share of the money. You should have your own product. And I definitely see that. I know that probably the advertiser is obviously getting the lion's share of the money. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of a longer term, for some offers at least, like a longer term business model would be the one with the offer to sell. But at the same time, you know, I just have a lot more fun being able to be creative with finding the marketing hook, you know, that the company never thought of. So, you know, it's funny too that you also talked about being primitive. Our first websites were, I didn't buy any software. I borrowed a copy of Dreamweaver and built some really ugly websites, which actually are still up today, 3 years later, still making money.
Yeah, that's a whole amazing phenomenon of, and let's just throw this out, you know, then get back to your topic, but don't think that you need the slickest looking website on earth to be successful. In fact, very often websites that look too slick don't do well at all. And very often websites that look like they were cobbled together by, you know, somebody's crazy uncle, they seem to work very well, and this is where testing comes in. This is what separates us from everybody else in the business world. Everybody else just sort of puts out their best guess and runs with it. Internet marketers, who are really direct marketers, we don't assume we know anything. We create, we put it out there, we track it, we test it against something else. And I think one of the things that Ben's talking about is the fun of that. Once you know, if that's for you, you know. There are few things as fun as testing different offers against each other and seeing the one which wins. And the fact that it results in income makes it even sweeter. By the way, we haven't talked about money because, you know, it's easy to dazzle people with big numbers, so we've been talking about principle more than money. But let's talk about money. Your commissions last year?
Right. So last year we were over $1 million in commissions. And if I did the math, I don't know exactly, that's what the company's paid us, and I don't know exactly what their customer value is for those commissions, but I have a pretty good idea as far as what a company pays out compared to the customer's total value. And we've, you know, since 2005, 2006, I've done well over 20 million in total online transactions, hands down. That's probably very conservative.
Wow.
So, you know, definitely, and we're pretty much a one-man shop. I don't have, you know, I work out of my home office. I've got some independent contractors, which I talk to on the phone and then some messenger throughout the day. But otherwise, it's just pretty much a one-man shop.
Amazing, amazing. And this is something that's completely doable. Now, again, Ben didn't do this in a day, didn't do it in a week, didn't do it in a month, didn't do it in a year. This is an unfolding process and career development. And driving the whole thing was learning and testing and experimenting and doing all kinds of different things.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All kinds of different stuff, and definitely, you know, tons and tons of failures. It would be interesting if you had some sort of like a computer graveyard where you could see all the failed projects. You know, I don't really like to think about those, but if you were to go through and look at all the web pages or the traffic sources or the offers that just didn't work, it's definitely a mountain of those offers. But at the same time, just like you said, when you do finally find an offer that works, it's just it's like euphoria. And you know, just for example, we had we've got a traffic source now bringing in about between 1,000 and 2,000 visitors a day, fairly inexpensively, and it's traffic that's all targeted towards a certain type of product. So we sent it to 4 different offers within a day's time, and or no, it was more like a day and a half, 2 days. So we tested 4 different offers within 2 days, and 3 of them were they lost money, even though the traffic source is pretty inexpensive, and then the fourth offer was an absolute grand slam. And when you find that, it's just a great feeling. And that offer was, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to go through the affiliate networks and pick some offers. The offers that we tested were, you know, ones that we had learned about through contacts that maybe aren't necessarily advertised or put out there. So it was, you know, it was more than a 2-day success, but it kind of taken a, you know, a while to cultivate the relationships to get those offers. But you know, that feeling is just great. Then you can build upon that, which is what we're doing now.
And even though that particular you know, success came from having been in the business for a while and knowing people, and as you pointed out, a lot of the good offers are not necessarily publicly available, or they're not easily available. You have to know somebody who knows somebody, and then you're able to access them. And so those are the kind of payoffs that exist when you stick with it. But the whole reason that was available to you ultimately was because you had the foundation to take advantage of that. I mean, success is really, this has been said before, but it's worth repeating, it's where a prepared mind meets opportunity. And what is, you know, what are people trying to say when they say that? Well, there really is a lot of opportunity on the internet, even today. Some people ask, well, gee, are all the good opportunities gone? I mean, no. I'm sure in your case, and definitely, you know, in my case, I could happily, if there were 10 of me, I could happily be busy all day long, all 10 of us. Just charting all the stuff and tracking all the stuff out there that I would love to be doing. I just, you know, you can only do so much. So you see the same thing, I know. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity out there. So that exists, that's there, it's not even going to go away. But the other part of that equation is the prepared mind. And the fundamental question here is, are you willing, and I'm speaking to the listeners now, are you willing to commit yourself to a program of preparing your mind? And I'm not saying you have to do it through the system seminar. I do think it's probably the most reliable way, just from looking at the last 16 years of internet marketing history. But, you know, as Ben mentioned and as I've mentioned, a lot of the foundational material is available for free. You know, Google will give you its tools. Google will show you how to use its tracking tools. You can listen to these free system calls. So if I feel anybody, and you're a perfect example of this, I feel anybody who's willing to invest in preparing their mind is going to meet opportunities and then know what to do with them and how to capitalize on them. So let's go back, you know, to the particulars of your business. So you've developed a lot of expertise in how to buy traffic, and I think that's an important thing to point out. There's a lot of you know, promotions about, oh, get free traffic, or don't even worry about it. I was looking at one yesterday that really had me scratching my head. The guy comes out and says, you don't need a list, you don't need any JV partners, you don't need to buy any traffic. Just make videos, and that will make everything suddenly happen magically.
Right. I saw that
really?
same promotion.
Okay, we won't mention the name of this individual, but it's like, guys, that is, it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. You have to have some way of controlling the getting of your traffic, whether it's by, you know, aggressively building your own affiliate network, which means a lot of shoe leather, talking to a lot of people, doing a lot of groundwork, or it means buying the traffic, or it means becoming an SEO expert. The idea that you're just going to do something cool online and suddenly, you know, you're not going to have to worry about traffic generation is preposterous. So you've taken, and Greg Davis has taken this route, and the clients of Timothy Seward have taken this route of just simply, you need traffic, go out and buy it. Just get it. And of course, Greg and you and Timothy will be at System 2010. So you're an expert in buying traffic. On the one hand, you know where the traffic is, and then on the other hand, you go out and you find offers that would work well with that traffic, and then you create the advertising that acts like the middleman.
Exactly, right. And sometimes most of the time we build our own website, and then other times we use the company's website, or, you know, if it's media buying, you can do a direct link. You don't need to have your own website, which is kind of nice because it lets you at least test an offer. But as far as being the middleman, we found the most success is to find a really or a fairly narrow niche of traffic, and then, you know, design a website that solves the problem or addresses the customer's concern, and then we make the referral onto the affiliate advertiser. And the reason why buying traffic for us has been so so lucrative is because it's fast. I mean, you can get this traffic literally within minutes from the search engines or from other sources, but that's where we usually start. Usually start out in Yahoo. Traffic is really good and inexpensive, and they offer support with real human beings. So we start in Yahoo, and then we buy some traffic, test it out, see if it works, and then we build upon that. I like buying it just because of the speed. I wouldn't want to build out like a whole SEO campaign for an offer that I'm not sure is going to work. So I really like the speed. And you can get traffic for almost anything. And the search engines have given you so much control now. It's definitely a little bit more sophisticated than 3 years ago, or some people would probably say a lot more sophisticated. But if you know the systems pretty well, if you do the PPC training and stuff like that, you can get so granular with where you're buying traffic. For example, yesterday I got a call from my ad rep from MSN, and uh-huh. she said, I looked at your campaign, and we think that we're having some other advertisers who are buying traffic on the website CNBC.com, and they're having really good luck and a great ROI, and you should try it out. So I said, okay, let's do it. And so she made a campaign for me that's just targeting certain sections of CNBC.com, and you can set how much you want to pay for a click. You can write your own ad copy just for that website, and you can track your conversions just for that website. So that's just one example. I mean, there's really no excuse for not knowing exactly where your traffic is coming from, because you can target websites, you can target, you know, specific keywords, pages on a website. It's really, you have all the control that you want.
It's really kind of, the end result is really simple. You buy more of traffic that works, and you stop buying traffic that doesn't work.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know. And if you compare this to just about any other business on earth, most businesses sort of throw money into advertising, and they really don't have any idea what part of it or if any of it is working. But in our business, especially with the way you do it, you know to the penny what traffic flows are working well and what aren't. And, you know, the other thing too that is, I think, important for people to hear, for affiliate marketers or people that go into the CPA world, is once you've mastered the fundamentals, and I know I talk about that a lot, but it really is the most important thing. Once you've mastered the fundamentals and gotten some traction, you don't have to be the world's leading expert, but you're real. Then you will have access to all these very bright, very plugged in people who are part of the affiliate world. And talk about that a little bit, and how affiliate managers can help you. One of your goals as an affiliate marketer is not simply just to put up links, but actually develop relationships with affiliate managers. And why you would do that, how to do that, why is it so important?
It's really kind of the tipping point for how I was able to quit my job. It was to develop those relationships, because we had one advertiser that we were working with really closely, and we talked on the phone, when I could, and then on Instant Messenger and so forth. So we really got to know each other well, and the benefits are I could probably write a whole book on the benefits of this type of thing. It's kind of a no-brainer. But what happened with our websites was we got a commission increase. So when you go out as just, an average Joe, like stranger affiliate marketer, the company doesn't really know you that well. They don't know where your traffic is coming from. They don't know if you're going to send them all fraudulent leads. So they're going to kind of err on the side of caution and give you a lower payout. But if you get to know your affiliate manager, meet them in person, then you've got so much more room to negotiate.
Didn't you have an experience where you went to the Affiliate Summit, which I recommend to everybody, and very, very affordable. I'll be frank, I don't recommend necessarily buying the expensive educational track, but I definitely recommend buying the floor pass so that you can wander around the trade floor, which is huge. In New York, they have 3 floors. Didn't you go to one of these things and massively improve your commission rate? Is that?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a good time when... What you'll find as an affiliate is you can get the same offer in different affiliate networks. And we were promoting a credit card at the time, which is no longer on the market, but it was paying us $17 for every application. And so we went to the Affiliate Summit. I was walking the floor going from one booth to the next, and I was asking each network, hey, do you have this card? And they say, yeah, we've got the card. And I said, oh, well, we're doing 1,000 leads a month or whatever our number was. I think it was around 1,000, 1,500. And they said, oh, we'd love to talk, because they want you to switch your traffic over to their network because then they get the commission. And long story short is I positioned, 3 of these networks against each other, kept going back and saying, hey, this network is going to give me more. And it resulted in an $8 increase. So I was up to $25 an app. So, the net... result of that was a little bit of legwork, some phone calls, and switching our links over, and the bottom line profit increase was just unbelievable. You could definitely not do any of that with working a regular job. I could have been the best biller in the law firm, and I wouldn't have gotten that kind of an increase.
And you can do that multiple times a year just by increasing your knowledge base, and I'll use that word again, developing your career, because part of a career is getting to know more people, increasing your network, getting to know the right kinds of people. And this is why we spend so much time on education issues, because other businesses... let's say you want to own a restaurant. You get your lease, and you get your fixtures, and you hire your chef and your people. You do your advertising, and then it takes a lot of money, and then the thing runs. You can improve your advertising a little bit. You can improve your dishes a little bit, but there's not much more learning to be done. It's more of a money issue. The internet kind of flips that around. There's really, if you do it right, you do not have to spend a lot of money to get going on the internet, even if you're starting as a beginner. We pointed out all the free resources available from the system seminar, from Google, from other sources. But there is a price to admission, and that price is knowledge. You don't need money, But you need knowledge, and it's a cool business in that the more you know, the better paid you are. So yeah, of course, you got to put your knowledge into practice, into a real market, into a real situation. You know, all the knowledge that Ben has really wouldn't be worth anything unless he was in. You know, if he weren't in an actual market where he's generating traffic and generating commissions, it wouldn't help him to be an expert on all these things. But the fact that he's in a market, every time he drops a new little bit of information into his system of knowledge, it shows up as an income increase, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's really the fun part, and I guess that's the big difference between working a regular job and doing what I do now is that what you know you really do see the rewards of what you put into the business. It's great to kind of be able to invest your time and effort and execution and then actually see that in tangible dollars, which is just that's I don't know, I have a blast, you know, doing that and seeing the rewards of all the stuff that you're learning.
I want to encourage listeners on a couple of issues. Number one, internet marketing is absolutely real. The opportunity is as good or better today than it was a year ago or 10 years ago. It's different. It's always changing, but the opportunity is definitely there. It is a knowledge-based business, not a fad or tricks or you know scam-based business. It's a knowledge-based business. It's like any other profession. Like, you know, for instance, you know, Ben, you started out in law. You know, the better your contacts are and the greater your knowledge is, the more you're going to, you know, succeed as an attorney. Your fees get higher, you get bigger clients. It's just sort of obvious. Well, it's the same thing in internet marketing. There are certain fundamentals to internet marketing, like tracking, testing, absolutely critical. Those you can learn for free. Those you can get the tools for free. And then once you know that, the next thing is, okay, of all the various commercial possibilities there are out there, and there's virtually an infinite number, which one am I most personally, naturally interested in? You know, Ben's interested in personal finance issues. You know, they are interesting. You know, they're intrinsically interesting. He's really interested in it. On my side, I happen to be interested in the puzzle of how to market anything. I find that interesting. Other people, you know, have their own interests. So once you can combine your natural interests with a commercial application, combine that with your grasp of the basics of testing and tracking and creating ads and creating web pages and tracking conversions, then you're going to get some traction. And then it's a matter of every day just adding to your knowledge base, trying new things and growing. And the first goal, of course, is to get to the point where you can absolutely reliably, I want to use the word reliably, replace your paycheck so that you can apply yourself to this full time and get the full benefits of it. I've heard people say, well, just run up your credit card and quit your job. I mean, do not do that, please. And reliable, authentic advisor would ever suggest to anybody to do that. But what you do want to do is, you know, it takes discipline and there's a period where you'll be working two jobs. Moonlight and take that free time that you have, maybe carve out time that you don't even think you have, and get those basics down and start growing your income to the point where you can walk away from a paycheck and give your full effort to the business. And then it's just a matter of continuously increasing your knowledge. And Ben's disclosed that he spends an hour or two a day, every day, looking into new things. I do the same. In fact, I say I'm doing it 24 hours a day.
Right.
I'm always, you know what I mean? We're always once you have your own business, you're always thinking about your business. So it's really a lifetime commitment. And
really, you know, to get a test on anything, like you said, if you know, don't like run up your credit cards. Really, even with pay per click, if you're just testing an offer, if you're looking at, you know, trying to get something going, you know, you don't need to spend any more than like $50 today to get enough traffic for most offers, I would say, to be able to say, okay, this has some legs, or this is, you know, complete bomb, let's start over. So, and we do that now even, you know, $60, $70 to start, just to see if something's going to work or not.
Well, that's a really good point. You know, I've been in business for a while, and you know, I've had a lot of success, frankly. But when I start something new, I'm trying to figure out, how do I test this thing for the absolute minimum of financial risk? That mindset has never left me, never hopefully will never leave me. And it's always the smart way to go. If you have $1 million, if you have $1 billion, you're much better served testing without making a huge financial bet. And again, going back to the beauties of the Internet, and there are some amazing things about Internet marketing that makes it different from just about any other enterprise out there, is we can test and we can figure things out with, you know, $50, which, you know, it's not a trivial amount of money, but on the other hand, most businesses, you know, you can't even buy a decent newspaper ad for less than $50, and that won't even necessarily tell you anything.
Right.
So, man, we've covered a ton of ground in a really short period of time, and it's maybe an unusual call in some of the topics that we got into, but I do want to encourage people, if you are interested in Internet marketing, it is real. On one hand. On the other hand, you do have to be careful. You have to be careful of people that are making absurd promises to you, that you don't have to learn anything, do anything, be anything, develop at all. You just give them money and you're going to suddenly be rich like they are. We all know when you look at it that way that that's not how the world works. The good news is your career is in your control. And Internet marketing really, you know, between what the system gives away, between what Google gives away, between with some of our colleagues give away, you can get the base that you need to get started. Now, if you're ready to get, you know, to join us in our educational programs, that's great. We have a beginners program called SystemSmartBeginners.com, SystemSmartBeginners.com, and that's a good foundations course, and you can get that via mail order and you know, study in your home. We've got CDs and DVDs and just about everything that you would ever need to get the fundamentals of Internet marketing. And then if you're ready to meet with professional Internet marketers and people that do this for a living and people that have been involved in marketing in one way or another for, you know, 10, 20, 30, we're going to have an expert this coming system who's been a direct marketer for over 40 years. He's worked with David Ogilvy and Eugene Schwartz and some of the great legends of marketing. If you want to be part of an experience like that, we do that every year in Chicago. This year we're going to be doing it from April 9th through April 11th. Ben is going to be on the faculty. We referred to Greg Davis. He's going to be on the faculty. Timothy Stewart of ROI Revolution, who's got clients spending as much as $500,000 a month on traffic, and Timothy guides them in their business. He's going to be on our faculty. Drayton Bird, that's the fellow who's been in the business for over 40 years, the direct marketing business. We're going to have Bob Bly, one of the great copywriters and one of the great copywriting educators, is going to be on our faculty. It's going to be a nice, strong, tight faculty. We're going to have a lot of time to answer questions, to do case studies, to do hot seats. It's going to be a really I'm looking forward to this one. I look forward to all of them, but we always, every year we do something a little different. And this year we're focused like a laser beam on copywriting, which is the soul of conversion, and traffic generation, specifically by buying traffic from Google and other sources. So you can find out information about the annual system seminar coming up this April at thesystemseminar.com. And I also want to encourage you, if you'd be so kind, if you enjoy these calls, you may have friends and colleagues, or you may be posting to regular forums. Let the world know about us. We don't, you know, we don't have a lot of guru. In fact, we have zero guru relationships. So I'm always amazed, you know, even though we were the first people to do marketing seminars, internet marketing seminars, and we've probably trained more successful people than all the other trainees combined, there are still people that have never heard of the system seminar. They don't know about all the free material we give away. So I would appreciate it if you'd let your friends and colleagues know that we exist and point them to some of these calls, especially if you like them. And again, if you're interested in joining us, that's thesystemseminar.com. Ben Moskal, thanks again for taking time out to share the real world of internet marketing and point people on a reliable, realistic path that they can really expect to succeed if they follow. And we will see you in Chicago.
Yeah, can't wait, Ken. It's definitely going to be a highlight for me, and thanks for having me on.